This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a controversial rapper releases 666 pairs of Satan shoes. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
In a coordinated launch of his latest controversial music video, American rapper Lil Nas X, whose real name is Montero Lamar Hill, released a custom art shoe that is being called the limited edition Satan shoe. The shocking shoes are a collaboration with provocative art collective Mischief, spelled without all the vowels, M-S-C-H-F. They are modified Nike Air Max 97s that are red and black, adorned with a pentagram, an inverted cross, and it contains 60 cubic centimeters of red ink with a drop of real human blood. There is a Bible verse reference of Luke 10:18 on the side of the shoe. That verse says, "I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven." There are only 666 modified pairs that are being sold at $1,018. Even the custom box depicts disturbing scenes from hell. In 2019, Lil Nas X merged country with rap music, creating the chart-topping hit Old Town Road, and his popularity grew. In January of 2021, he released a children's picture book entitled C is for Country and announced that his target audience was children. In comments about his latest music video, Lil Nas X wrote that, "I made the decision to create the music video. I'm an adult. I'm not going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your children. That's your job." After the announcement of the launch of the Satan shoes, comments from leaders of faith and of conservative values have taken to social media. Franklin Graham tweeted, "The word of God says, 'And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.'" Matthew 10:28. Hell is a real place, and so is the eternal torment of those who reject Jesus as Lord and Savior. The Satan shoes are part of promoting a new music video, which this rapper descends down a stripper pole and gives Satan a lap dance. Graham concluded his tweet lamenting that, "The morals in this country have fallen so fast." Pastor Mark Burns of Harvest Praise and Worship Center in South Carolina is calling for Christians to stand up to this blatant evil. He tweeted, "This is a reason why we Christians must be prayed up, ready to battle in the Spirit with the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is evil and heresy, and I pray that Christians rise up against this." South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem responded, "Our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul. We are in a fight for the soul of our nation. We need to fight hard, and we need to fight smart. We have to win." Nike has denied involvement with the shoe's development. The brand commented that, "We do not have a relationship with Lil Nas X or Mischief. Nike did not design or release these shoes, and we do not endorse them." Nike is suing Mischief Product Studio and has filed their case in the United States District Court, Eastern District of New York, for trademark infringement, false designations of origin, and other complaints. As the body of Christ is in the midst of the holiest week of the Christian calendar leading up to Resurrection Sunday, it appears that spiritual warfare is manifesting out in the open. Keep in prayer and remember that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.